from San Diego, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast with your host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome to the Frug Life. Today, wealth building is different. In times past, particularly in the United States, you could go work at the local GM plant and make enough money to buy a home, retire, and live a good life. My grandfather, for instance, worked as an electrician and bought his home in Los Angeles. And I think that would be much less possible today. Working as an electrician with a family, I don't think you could buy a home in Los Angeles. And so I set off on a quest to figure out how much did my grandfather pay for his home, and how much would it cost to buy a home today? And how much did my grandfather make, and how much would he have made today? I don't remember the year my grandfather bought his home in Los Angeles, but I looked at median home values in the 1950s in California. And the median home value in the 1950s was about $9,500. That's it, $9,500. Now, of course, people made less money in the 1950s. I was able to pull up a table and find the hourly wages of an electrician in the late 1950s. And in the Los Angeles area, they would make about $2.97 an hour. So $2.97 times 40 hours a week times 50 weeks in a year is $5,940. So almost $6,000. Or in other words, in this example, the cost of a home is roughly 2 years of salary or 2 years of wages. And using another source, and of course all my sources will be linked in the description, the median home value across the country was about $7,400, and the household median income was about $3,000. So again, approximately 2 years of income would buy a house. Today, an electrician in California could make, according to salary.com, between $42,000 and $70,000 a year. And when I Googled this, maybe a few weeks ago or a month or two ago, the median home price in Los Angeles was $650,000. So using even the most generous numbers, the price of a home has gone from about two times a year's salary to over nine times a year's salary. In the words of Bob Dylan, the times are a-changin'. Our parents and grandparents lived in an America that was a little bit different from our own. An America with much more affordable housing. An America with company-funded pension plans. An America where getting a stable job and buying a home were the only prerequisites to financial independence. Well, today, I think that is no longer the case. Many goods have surpassed inflation in price changes. Housing is more expensive. Healthcare is more expensive. School and textbooks are way more expensive. Some things, of course, haven't. Inflation is also measured in terms of a basket of goods. Clothing, for instance, is cheaper. Food is cheaper. But you know, it isn't enough. My food budget at the time of writing this episode was less than $100 a month, whereas my housing expenses were $2,500 a month. The pennies I saved on food were just that, pennies. It was nothing. And I think about my clothing budget. My clothing budget is less than $100 a year. I don't buy clothing. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be frugal with food, because you should be. In fact, I think you need to be. To be successful in this new America, you need to be frugal, cut expenses, and invest wisely, and make more money. Now, of course, I say all of this from my perspective as a millennial. I'm sure my parents struggled. I'm sure there were times when money was tight. In fact, I know there was. My mom managed to pay her way through college, eating popcorn and potatoes. She worked a low-wage job to fund her schooling, and she managed to get a doctorate. As inspiring as the story is, I think it is even less possible to do that now. But don't fret, I'm not trying to be a downer. It's harder now, it's not impossible. But now is the time to take control of your finances. No one else will do it for you, and it won't just work out like it used to. So go out there, make a change, spend a little less money, make a little bit more money. And while home prices and many other things are a lot higher now than they used to be, there are good things happening. You can start investing today with very little money. You can make free trades online, whereas before you would have to call a brokerage and it would cost money. And if you wanted to buy a very small amount of stock, those trading fees would destroy your profit. Now that's not the case. So while in many ways times are harder now than they've ever been, they are better now than they've ever been. It's important to look on the positive side of things as well. But I want to hear from you, my listeners, about what you are doing. Tell me about your financial situation. I'd love to help you in any way I can. This show I make for you, the listeners. So send me an email, connect with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. So I invite you this day to make a change, to make an improvement to your financial situation. You don't have to solve all your problems today. That would be crazy. But if you just make one improvement today, I think your life will be better and you'll be grateful for it in the future. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great week. And as always, stay frugal.